KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, partly sunny skies, upper 60s around 70. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, rain showers likely, mainly late in the upper 40s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, scattered rain showers early, then clearing skies in the mid 60s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, mid 40s, and Wednesday will have sunny skies. We'll see temperatures in the upper 60s. Right now, it's 41.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Leaders of the Republican-controlled Kansas legislature have agreed that Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's statewide stay-at-home order is necessary to help check the spread of the coronavirus. Their acceptance of the order yesterday allows it to take effect today as planned. The order will remain in place until at least April 19th. The top seven legislative leaders include five Republicans, and they had the power to revoke Kelly's order, but they made no move to do so during the half-hour teleconference meeting held yesterday. A homicide investigation is underway in Sedgwick County after a man in his 20s was found in a ditch. The Wichita Eagle reports the victim was found Friday morning near Valley Center after authorities received a call about a vehicle parked in the roadway. Deputies found an unoccupied Dodge pickup truck and the man unresponsive nearby in a ditch. The Sedgwick County Fire Department pronounced the man deceased at the scene. The victim's name has not yet been released. I'm Rick Everett with your Kansas News on the Mid-America Network. Ag producers in Kansas have turned to the Mid-America Ag Network since the 1970s. They know for the information critical to ag production, they can find it right here. You know, there's a lot going on in this crazy world right now, but spring planting is one thing that will go on regardless. Join farm broadcaster Sam Speck on the Mid-America Ag Network as we provide spring planting soil temperatures daily during the planting season. Brought to you by Abilene Machine and the Kansas Corn Growers Association.
Midland Genetics offers corn hybrids that have been selected to survive our Kansas environment. From 100 to 118 day relative maturity and the best trait packages available in the industry. We understand what it takes to make a good yielding corn crop in your area. Dryland or irrigated, we have hybrids to fit your needs. Early order and prepay discounts are offered to help support your bottom line. Call Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836.
Police in Wichita say they've arrested a 38-year-old man for allegedly raping an 18-year-old woman that he met on a dating app. Cake TV reports Lyle McClanahan was booked into the Sedgwick County Jail last week on allegations of rape, attempted aggravated criminal sodomy, as well as possession of methamphetamine and marijuana. Officers learned the victim met McClanahan through a dating app. The victim told police that he had picked her up and took her to a separate location where she was sexually assaulted. McClanahan remains lodged in the Sedgwick County Jail with a bond of $150,000. The city of Wichita furloughed more than 300 of its workers in response to the coronavirus pandemic. The furloughs went into place beginning on Saturday and will remain in effect until April 23rd. In an email, Wichita city officials told 301 of their employees that they'll be placed on the temporary furlough. That is your Monday look at news on the Mid-America Network. I'm Rick Everett.
As a stockman, you know how reassuring it is to have the right insurance coverage for your livestock when a catastrophe happens. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can customize your protection to provide the best solution for your operation. In case of lightning, fire, collision, and even theft, Blue Valley Insurance can protect you from a crippling financial loss. Contact any of our agents at Blue Valley Insurance at any of our four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The first confirmed case of COVID-19 has been reported in far western Nebraska's Scotts Bluff County. Local health officials say the patient is a man in his 30s who's been in isolation at his home since last Tuesday. The state reported Sunday his case and other newly reported cases bring the state's total to 120. Earlier yesterday, Governor Pete Ricketts' order limiting public gatherings to 10 people or fewer was extended to Burt, Cumming, Madison, and Stanton counties. The order was extended after a community spread case was reported in Madison County. The Nebraska State Fair's executive director stepping down and will serve as a consultant for the rest of her contract, which runs through next January. The State Fair Board voted Friday to accept Lori Cox's departure after running the event for 2 years. The State Fair Board looking into possible irregularities involving State Fair finances. Mid-America Network News.
Scammers are as focused on the coronavirus as we are. They may contact you about a cure even though none currently exists. They may request donations to a bogus charity to help the infected. Or they may pretend to be from a government agency offering important information in an effort to get you to click a link that installs malicious software on your device. If you're contacted by someone regarding the coronavirus and unsure if it's a scam, call the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline at 877-908-3360. For more information about the coronavirus, visit aarp.org/coronavirus.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday heard an update from Dr. John Ryan, indicating there are no positives in Marshall County as of yet for the coronavirus. They are conducting staff meetings at the hospital daily on the situation. Medical staff at CMH concur there are likely positives in Marshall County, but with limited testing, they don't have confirmation. KDHE has imposed strict protocol for testing patients. Therefore, not all possible cases are being tested. They're working diligently to allow for more private lab testing. Marshall County had received 2 negative results, and there are still a dozen tests that have not been returned as of last Monday. Ryan explained the incubation time for coronavirus is 2 weeks. The first 5 days carrying the virus are the most dangerous. That's the time when most people don't even know they have it. Symptoms will gradually increase from there. He did explain the situation changes daily, and he's in close contact with the county health nurse. If any changes need to be made, he will relay information. Agency on Aging Director Ashley Lynn updated the nutrition sites. Marysville's meal numbers are steady. Frankfort and Blue Rapids numbers are increasing. The drive-through boxed meals are working well. Time to pick up is 11:30 till noon, and it seems to be working well. Transportation is down, and they have ceased out-of-county transportation. KDOT approved the use of transportation vehicles to deliver Meals on Wheels if necessary. Lynn also reported she's postponing the harvester's distribution until June and has canceled the breadbasket commodities this time. In a related note, Marshall County Helping Hands Food Pantry announced late last week they will suspend food pantry pickup in Marysville Thursdays until further notice. 35 Kansas counties have at least one confirmed case of coronavirus as of yesterday. None of the northernmost tier of counties, including Marshall, Washington, and Nemaha, have confirmed positive cases as yet. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday. A resolution concerning county operations and access to county facilities was passed, and commissioners met with department heads to outline procedures. Citizens are reminded those needing county services need to call the respective office and make arrangements in advance, including those needing driver's license or tags. A drop box has been placed at the courthouse basement door. Free dump days this year at the Washington County landfill have been canceled. A resolution was formalized prohibiting public gatherings in light of the health emergency. Nemaha County Commissioners unanimously approved a resolution prohibiting violation of an emergency order passed previously prohibiting large public gatherings of people in the county and closing all restaurants, dining facilities, bars, taverns, clubs, and movie theaters. Remainder of last Monday's meeting consisted of mostly routine business. Gage County Board of Supervisors met last Wednesday and unanimously approved a motion limiting the Gage County Courthouse and other county offices to appointment-only access. Citizens are strongly encouraged to use websites, email, faxes, and Dropbox options. The building will remain as appointment-only access until further notice. The Gage County and District Courts will continue as scheduled at this time. Leroy M. Dunsing, age 82, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Monday, 11 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. And Darius Fifely, funeral home of Riley, in charge of arrangements for Leroy Dunzing. Mark Cameron, age 61, of Summerfield, passed away Thursday. Private graveside service Thursday, 11 a.m. at the Mission Creek Cemetery, Rural Liberty. Visitation Wednesday, 9 until 8, at the Wherry Mortuary, Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Mark Cameron. Doris LeMaster, age 88, passed away Thursday in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Private graveside service is planned Thursday, 2 p.m. at St. Paul Cemetery, east of Washington. Visitation Thursday, 11 to 1, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Doris LeMaster. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, meatloaf, baby bakers, asparagus, and Watergate salad. Tomorrow, chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, zucchini and tomatoes, and apricots.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Having soft water in your home not only saves you money, but there's a lot of benefits for your body, too. Bathing in soft water leaves your skin softer and feeling clean and refreshed. Rough, dry skin naturally goes away. Colored or treated hair keeps its radiance longer. And soft water allows your razor to glide more easily across your face, reducing razor burn, and makes your razors last longer. For these and other great benefits, invest today in a Lindy Spring Water Softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca. Call 800-748-7563.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Monday, we have another low pressure system forming across the southern parts of the United States, which is going to bring some rain showers, possible thunderstorms across the central parts of the Midwest, and that chance will move off towards the east as we head through the day, continuing into tonight. Otherwise, we'll see decreasing clouds in our area for tomorrow, but another system moving in from the north will bring us more chances for some rain showers as we get into Wednesday through the end of the week. Otherwise, temperatures not bad at all. We're seeing highs in the 60s pretty much through the week. So looking at the forecast for this Monday, partly sunny, upper 60s, around 70. Tonight, cloudy skies, rain showers, possible thunderstorms into the overnight, upper 40s. For tomorrow, isolated rain showers early, then clearing skies in the mid-60s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the mid-40s. For Wednesday, sunny and breezy, we'll see temperatures in the upper 60s, and Wednesday night, chance of rain. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, late March, 60, record high on this date, 78, in 2012. The average low, 36, record low was 19 in 1994. Sunset this evening, 7:50, sunrise in the morning at 7:13. 38 degrees in Marysville this morning, clear skies, and light south-southeast winds. That's check of the morning news and weather. For this Monday, the 30th of March, KNDY News time is 7:18. Tell us what you want to know as we continue coverage of the coronavirus outbreak and reach out this week to public officials, emergency management, and healthcare professionals locally. What are the questions or concerns you want addressed? Call Ben Keller at KNDY daily from 8 to 3. That's 562-2361. Or email us, KNDY@BlueValley.net. Stay tuned this week as we focus on progress so far in keeping the public safe and implications of the governor's weekend declaration of an extended stay-at-home order. Again, tell us your questions or concerns, who you'd like us to ask. Call Ben Keller. He's in daily from 8 to 3 at 562-2361 or email KNDY@BlueValley.net.
One of the league's top point guards has good news, and a former player offers to address a critical shortage of hospital supplies. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Another NBA player says he has fully recovered from the coronavirus. Boston Celtics guard Marcus Smart announced on Twitter that he has been cleared by the Massachusetts Department of Health 2 weeks after he tested positive. In his tweet, Smart said he was corona-free as of 2 days ago and offered thanks for everyone's thoughts and prayers. With Major League Baseball's opening day suspended indefinitely, Chicago White Sox shortstop Tim Anderson appeared on ESPN SportsCenter, spoke about the likelihood of playing in empty stadiums once the season begins.
I mean, you know, to get the season in and, you know, also, I mean, it'll be open for the fans to watch the games at least. But I think it's also just giving them as much access as we can as possible. And still allowing them to feel, you know, like they're at the games.
The league and the Players Association formalized conditions on a return to play agreement last week. This is ABC Sports. A former NBA player who resurrected his career in China is offering to help New York City hospitals address a critical shortage of masks. Here's ABC's Joey Waller.
Ex-basketball standout Stephon Marbury is trying to broker a deal to bring 10 million N95 protective masks to New York City. The former Knick and Brooklyn native starring in China after his NBA career. Marbury tells the New York Post he's arranged for a Chinese mask supplier to sell them at cost for $2.75 each, far below the going price of $7.50 apiece. 2 million masks would arrive weekly. A New York Department of Health spokesperson says state officials want to talk to Marbury.
The International Boxing Hall of Fame has postponed this year's induction ceremony scheduled for June 14th. This year's class, headlined by former lineal light heavyweight champion Bernard Hopkins and Sugar Shane Mosley, will instead be enshrined along with the 2021 class next year. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The House of Representatives approved the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act, on Friday. The bill had the Senate already approved 96-0, quickly went to President Trump for his signature. The measure passed the House by voice vote with just a few voices in opposition. Democrats in the House praised Senate Democrats and House leadership for making changes in the bill. House Ways and Means Ranking Member Kevin Brady said Senate Democrats, aided by Speaker Pelosi, recklessly delayed the bill for days and used the crisis to try to advance some frivolous political agendas. And that failed. The Senate found unanimous, if not perfect, ground. Mike Rogers of Alabama told the House the bill was particularly important to rural hospitals, the need to buy supplies and build infrastructure to provide medical information and advice online. Washington State Republican Dan Newhouse told his colleagues before the vote that the bill would support hardworking lives, that government is there to help. Ag Secretary Perdue says the agency accepted over 3.4 million acres into the General Conservation Reserve Program sign-up that recently wrapped up. It's the first general sign-up for enrollment since 2016. County offices will begin to notify producers with accepted acres no later than April 3rd. Perdue said the
Hello and good Monday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. The House joined the Senate in passing the $2.2 trillion Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, known as CARES, with key help for hurting producers. Help is finally on the way after the House rejected a last-minute procedural move by one GOP objector to force a roll call instead of a voice vote on the hugely expensive bill. Agriculture and rural communities are among the many beneficiaries of the unprecedented CARES Act. Billions will now go to ensure farm bill programs are carried out while livestock and crop producers, rural businesses, as well as hospitals and healthcare workers get help dealing with the coronavirus. Illinois Democrat Jerry Bustos gave her comment on how some farmers are feeling about this upcoming year.
Our farmers are worried sick about what is ahead this year, not only because of this worldwide pandemic, but also because of the threats of more flooding.
The CARES Act provides close to $15 billion
$1 million to replenish CCC funds, the key to implementing 2018 Farm Bill programs, and $9.5 billion for livestock operators, food safety inspectors, specialty crop producers, and direct retail farmers. Washington State Republican Dan Newhouse gave his comment.
It will support the agricultural industry to ensure hardworking farmers and ranchers can continue to provide food security for our nation.
The CARES Act also helps rural communities with aids for telemedicine, broadband, and business and industry loans and grants. There's more for food stamps, trial nutrition, schools, and food banks, as well as hundreds of billions in checks for individuals and families, including months of jobless benefits. Separately, the State Department eased restrictions on H-2A and H-2B applications for farm workers in Mexico. Sam Speck, Mid-America Ag Network News.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. Are you ready for a repeat of spring 2019's weather? Oh, no. A few experts share their guesses after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1000. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
I was looking at the recent drought monitor, which shows there are some areas of Farming America in moderate to severe drought. But for the corn and soybean belt, the fear is we'll have a rerun of 2019, which included not only flooding that wiped out fields and farm buildings, but delayed planting, too. John Galchuk is with the NOAA Climate Prediction Center. He has good and bad news for his long-range forecast, and let's go ahead and start with the good.
NOAA's seasonal outlook for April through June favors above-normal temperatures across nearly all of the country this spring.
But?
For April through June, above-normal precipitation is favored across a large portion of the country, extending from the northern plains, southward through the lower Mississippi Valley, across to the east coast.
Those, of course, are areas where we don't need that extra moisture, areas that are already oversaturated, and any more precip will just run off and fill up streams and rivers. Ed Clark is NOAA's National Water Center Director. He says if John's forecast is correct,
portions of the United States, particularly the northern plains and upper Midwest, are projected to experience widespread, moderate to major flooding this spring. We anticipate that nearly one-third of the country will experience some level of flooding this year.
Maybe not quite as widespread as last year, but farming areas still stand a chance of having to deal with too much water. Here's USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
There are certainly indications that we will once again see potentially extensive planting delays in the Corn Belt again in 2020.
And as for the forecast over the next 10 days, here's Brad again.
Spring is going to come into full swing in late March and early April. We are expecting above normal temperatures virtually nationwide, maybe a pocket of colder than normal conditions in the Pacific Northwest. But again, rest of the country expecting unusually warm weather as we head into early April. Now, probably the best piece of news agriculturally is a lot of areas of the country are going to start drying out a bit. We are expecting much of the country to see near or even below normal precipitation as we head through the March 31st to April 6th period. And for the Midwest, that's particularly good news as we do expect to see some drying with that warm weather and below normal precipitation. Wetter than normal areas from March 31st through April 6th. Just a little bit wetter than average in the Pacific Northwest. And we also may get some much-needed rain across the Deep South from Texas to Florida.
Good luck, everybody. Back after this.
This is Daryl Anderson from the Farm to Fork Radio Show. Allow me to congratulate you on having the good sense to listen to your local radio station for the latest information on the coronavirus threat. You might want to encourage your friends and family to do the same. Radio stations like this one are the quickest and most accurate way for you to hear the latest alerts, whether national, statewide, or local. In short, keep doing what you're doing and stay tuned in here.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Good morning, Dennis Henriks from Beatrice 77 Livestock. Hey, it's a good day. We are still in business under the Presidential Policy Directive, designating the food and agriculture sector as a critical infrastructure sector, and we do have a lot of beef, and we certainly got hay to feed the beef guys, so good morning, and we've got a good day. The best part of the deal is the markets late in the week, in the cash at least. The futures fell a little bit there late Thursday, Friday. $1.19 to $1.22 on the cash, and the carcass $1.88 to $1.90. So that is really good news in the beef sector. Here today, we do have a lot of hay, and that will be at 12 o'clock noon. We're starting off on the square bales, 80, alfalfa, 3rd and 5th cutting, in the Prairie Department, 124, in the Brome, 60, and there was a little bit of straw being unloaded last night at dark. Now, in the big round bale department, 71, big round alfalfa, 2nd cut. We do have 16 of the round alfalfa. It's going to be mixed hay along with alfalfa. In the round native prairie, there is 36. In the round prairie, 138. First cutting, there is 50. Second cutting round prairie, there is 30 round grass. And in corn stalks, we've got 14 round corn stalk bales, and that all sells at 12 o'clock noon. On the inside at 12 o'clock noon, we've got 4 black and 1 Charlet bull calf, along with 2 black and black baldy bull calves. Those cows are certainly coming off the cow here this morning. They're Dave Straube calves, so they're always excellent. So if you need babies, come and see us here at 12 o'clock. In the family department, 3 black families. They're going to be 9-year-olds. They're going to be January and February black calves that side. There's going to be 1 black first calf family, also with a black calf, January calf at side. In the feeder cattle, starting off with some lightweights, 24 black, black baldy, red cross steer and heifers. They do have a wean. They're little bitty lightweights. They've got a January 31 vaccination, weighing 150 to 250, and they're coming out of Sis Farms at Geneva. Jensen, cattle out of Beatrice, 7 black, crossbred steer and heifers are going to weigh 2 to 300. Mike Borgman out of Beatrice, 10 black steer and heifers weighing 500. Eamon, cattle out of Sterling, 12 black heifers weighing 750. Browning Farms out of Bennett, 14 red white face steer and heifers, 6 to 700. Mark Rock at Barnston, 22 black steers are going to weigh 8 to 950. Detweiler Farms, Summerfield on 62 black steer and heifers weighing 7 to 800. The crop cattle out of Cook, 17 black, black baldy steer and heifers weighing 7 to 900. Tom Gingrey out of Holmesville, 52 black steer and heifers 7 to 750. Paul Sisko out of Burchard, 30 black, black baldy heifers weighing 550 to 650. John and Curtis Sisko out of Burchard, 38 black and black baldy heifers are going to weigh 6 to 675. Kapke out of Wilbur, 21 black steer and heifers weighing 750. Raisler Farms, Tobias, 30 black steer and heifers, very good lightweights, guys, weighing 4 to 650. Leonard Harper out of Walton, 31 black steer and heifers are going to weigh 5 to 600. Burt Family Farms, guys, out of Steiner, 16 black steer and heifers weighing 650 to 700. On Cattlewater DeWitt, 35 black and red steer and heifers weighing 6 to 650. Teasfeld out of Sterling, 24 black steer and heifers, 5 to 600. Reason Farms out of Beatrice, 14 black crossbred steer and heifers weighing 450 to 600. Miller out of Western, 14 red steer and heifers weighing 600. Regeer out of Beatrice, 20 black steer and heifers are going to weigh 650 to 850. Eaton Cattle out of Union, 8 char cross steers are going to weigh 5 to 700. Oatman out of Beatrice with a fancy set of 43 red Angus Galvey cross heifers, they're going to weigh 6 to 700. Dobbendick out of Pickerel, 25 black, black baldy steer and heifers weighing 6 to 800. Al Warlick out of Syracuse, 14 black steers, 750 to 800. Keebler out of Sterling, 17 shorthorn steers weighing 6 to 650. Jergenau out of Fairbury, 11 black and red, they're going to be steering heifers weighing 6 to 700. Barnard Buscat, Wada Beatrice, 13 black steer and heifers, weighing 6 to 650. 8 black steer and heifers, they're 5 to 800. David Trum out of Odell. We certainly are going to catch more cattle here today. There is a lot of way-up cows and bulls, guys. So certainly head to Beatrice here today, and sale starting at 10 o'clock. We certainly appreciate your business. Give us a call, Tanya Rick or Denny, at 223-3571. We are still working on the Stutzman and Hilt cattle on private treaty representing the individuals on the black first calf families and the red first calf families. Give one of us a call, folks. We've got loads coming in this week. We can get any number you want. So give us a call, Tanya Rick or Denny. Again, 223-3571. All of our household sales, farm auctions have been postponed starting this Saturday, folks. So if you see one of the bills, certainly keep in mind that all of the auctioneers out of Beatrice, Nebraska sales have been postponed at this time. Have a great day. We want to remind you that we are operating under the presidential policy directive and also the social distancing, guys. So we're only going to be letting in the buyers and the sellers if we get overstocked, if you like that, no pun intended. With our attendance, we will have to ask sellers to leave, as we certainly want the buyers here. But we're going to social distance and get everybody in that we possibly can. And so we respect that you keep that in mind when you attend the auction here today. Have a great day, and keep in mind, you can certainly go online for the markets, the consignments, the auctioneers page, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net.
Have you heard of the borrowing days of March? We will take a closer look at the old-time weather legend on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Kansans have a new choice for Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to four levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare Supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same.